A lot of different sounds and textures and flavors, which is kind of fitting and kind of segueing into what I've set up as, again, not a hard, fast theme, but I was not able to do a show last weekend. I was out of town traveling, and nothing like traveling and wanting to listen to music and kind of detaching and getting out of your normal, whatever that means, normal routine. And in this advent of subscription and or, you know, not necessarily having to pay, whether it's, you know, doing something free through Pandora, there's so many ways now to discover music dynamically, kind of the moment, in the moment. And a power that as a music listener, we really, I don't think we've ever had in terms of when you detach and go mobile, you don't have your collection, you know, again, looking back days of old when you had either stacks of vinyl or you had cassette tapes or eight tracks, you know, whatever you had back in the day, it was not a very portable means to listen to music when you're, you know, free and easy and driving around. And it doesn't even have to necessarily be related to long travel. But I was just struck, again, you know, you kind of detach and you step outside yourself. And I was just first struck by, wow, this is just an amazing time as far as music goes, to be able to, within seconds, choose a song, segue into something else, And the days of kind of constructing prefabricated playlists and you know, mixtapes, if back in the cassette days, and you know, you would package all this stuff if you were kind of remotely serious into your music, you would pack all this stuff up in preparation for whatever trip you were on, whether it's to the grocery store or, you know, a 7-8 mile travel trip, whatever it was, you'd kind of get all, you make an effort to kind of get this stuff all worked up, and then you're kind of it's static. You're kind of stuck with whatever it is you've collected. You might be able to skip forward or backward, maybe. Again, back in the day, it was hard to even do that. Then it got easier with cassette, and then eventually with CDs to be able to bounce around. But you had to kind of figure out what you were going to listen to. Well, now where these huge music libraries are right at your fingertips, you can just move within seconds from one thing to another. And I'm not revealing any great revelation, but it's more an appreciation, appreciation, in that there's kind of two pieces to this. So the first part is just, again, just realizing how fortunate we are to, as music lovers, to have the ability to just pick a tune at random and or not at random, but be able to make connections, which then got me thinking, is with that power, we really have the ability to be our own DJs. And maybe that's, again, stating the obvious. To me, it kind of sounds obvious, but until you're really sitting there with an open slate of what to play, you begin to realize now is the time when you really have the ability to craft as you go whatever it is that you want to listen to. So there are two kind of travel themes rolled in here probably within the next 30 minutes or so. And this first one was, this is kind of a reflection of where I went at one point while away musically. And I wanted to kind of recreate and use it as an example of just how we have the ability to choose and play the music that is of the moment. And that may, again, it may become so second nature if you are a young music listener and you can't reflect back as far as someone like myself or even someone a little younger than me that can remember the days when music had to be pre-planned, as I said earlier. But that ability to just make music on the fly is magic to me. And so it started with, in terms of what I'm playing in the scope of these next few tunes, I was sitting having a cup of coffee while away, and I heard this track played just, you know, ambiently just around me. And I was like, ooh, that sounds pretty good. And did some, literally within a few seconds, pinpointed without any, you know, description or DJ coming on, I figured out who it was, what it was. So with that start, and that start is an artist named Blake Mills. He is a guitarist, and he's best known, I believe, more as a producer, co-producer. He's got a couple solo albums, but also as a session guitarist. And really, really like this track. I love the texture, the kind of retro sound to it. But the album is Hi Ho. It's a brand new album from Blake Mills. And the track is If I'm Unworthy. And I saved that until I was back on the road and heading home, and it was a longish drive. And it was at that point that I started to get into a kind of dynamic DJ mode, for lack of a better word. And I was like, well, you know, Blake Mills kind of sounds like, which reminds me about and is related to, and within, you know, a few minutes, I had queued up in the moment a series of songs that I thought kind of played well together. So that's what we're going to listen to. And then there's another kind of travel theme related to Broadway, which I will get to on the other side of this music. So this is merely just an illustration of what you can do with a huge library at your fingertips. And it's not just sounds like, is like, it's like, you know, that is influenced by, and oh, that reminds me of, and then off you go. And I just think that's an amazing thing to have, an amazing achievement, and I am pleased to be able to make use of it, and I encourage anyone out there who's a music lover, if you find yourself stuck, know that if you've got a library, and it can even be with Pandora because it can suggest things for you, so it's not about having to spend for a subscription. But boy, the power of these music libraries and catalogs at our fingertips is unprecedented, and something I definitely appreciated over the course of the last week. So here we go. Let's give a listen to this track from Blake Miles, and then you'll get a flavor of where my musical mind went after listening to that. And just a reminder that you are listening to Alloy, a mixture of jazz and progressive music, right here on 88.3.